Hello, Jason Om with the top stories from ABC News. One man is dead and another critically injured after a helicopter crash that shut down Hobart Airport. Police say the chopper was 200 metres off the ground when it nosedived off the main tarmac. All flights in and out of Hobart Airport have been cancelled until further notice. A vigil has been held for two young boys killed today when a car ploughed into a classroom at a Sydney public school. A minute's silence was held for the two eight-year-olds who were friends and classmates. The female driver of the SUV has been charged and is due to face court later this month. The US President Donald Trump has hinted at possible new measures that China will agree to in relation to North Korea's nuclear program. While emphasizing US military strength, he said America wants to peacefully persuade Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions. Mr. Trump made the comments at a news conference alongside his South Korean counterpart in Seoul. And connections of rekindling are celebrating after the Irish trained horse won this year's Melbourne Cup. Johannes Vermeer came in second, followed by Max Dynamite in third. Rekindling's connections will take home $3.6 million in prize money. And that's the latest from ABC News.